Thank you so much, Aaron. Well, we're going to get you to your step groups really quickly to hopefully heed her encouragement. But this week, final week, is about the letter G. We now go from this place and we share. As we experience new life in Christ, we invite others to walk the steps towards healing with us. And so tonight's scripture is from Psalm 96, verses 1 through 3. And we're called to do this, to sing a new song to the Lord. And if you spent 10 weeks with us, you have a new song. Maybe you don't feel like you're completely changed and you're dynamically just, you don't recognize the person that you were 10 weeks ago, but I'm telling you, God has begun a new work in your life and you have a new song to sing. And God's word calls us to let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, praise his name, and don't just do this once, but each day proclaim the good news that he saves and publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things that he has done. And isn't this what recording artists do when they write a new song? No one writes a new song and then they hide it and they keep it to themselves. No, their whole effort is, I want to find a label that will publish my song, put it on the radio, put it on Spotify, put it on iTunes, print CDs, send me out on tour, put me on talk shows, put me on magazine covers, because I want everyone to hear the song that I have created. And God is creating a new song in your life, and you want everyone to hear it. And I can't believe I'm about to say this, but a great example of this is Kanye West. Here's his album cover. God has given this man, apparently, a new song. And he is the most bold Christian that is getting publicity in the last month. And he is boldly proclaiming who Jesus is and what Jesus has done in his life. And he is doing it musically. Maybe we're not all musical, but we all have voices. And we can all speak words. And we can share the story of what Jesus Christ has done in this world and in your own life. And so the letter G is go and share. And so now I'm going to send you off to your step groups, and you have 35 minutes to go around that circle and each of you share what God has done in your life. You've got it in your week 9 footprint. That's where you're going to start, is what you've written down in there, the testimony of what you have learned about yourself and your sin and about your need for Jesus Christ and the work that he's doing in your life. And then you're going to decide a representative or maybe two from each step group, and we're going to come back down here at 7:30, and with the whole large group, you're going to get to hear what God is doing in other groups, not just in your group. And this stage is going to be open, this mic is going to be open, and you're going to send up someone from your group to share that same testimony. We're going to encourage each other and celebrate. And then if we have any leftover cupcakes, you can get a second. All right? So let me pray for you and we'll get you up to those step groups. Lord, I thank you so much for the celebration that's about to take place of people hearing what you have done and encouraging one another to continue to go and share and to continue walking the steps towards healing each and every day of their lives. So Lord, would you encourage, strengthen, inspire the students and the leaders in this room to continue knowing you, walking with you, being transformed by you, and then serving and proclaiming and glorifying you with every single day you give them on this earth. And I pray that you'd spark something in them tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.